Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I know on Monday, Jess, you asked if you could use something that only comes out every now and then. You asked to use a big call.
Yeah. A controversial statement.
Yes, sorry. I had trademarked big calls because if you're new to the show, last year trialed something. Mm. You and I, we're pretty vanilla, you would say.
Yeah, look, we're definitely not what you'd call a shock jock.
No. So every now and then I would pull that version of me out, put him on show.
Feeling feisty today, are we?
Feeling feisty. And historically, I have had feedback and been shown receipts that every big call I've ever made has been about food.
Yes.
Like literally, I think out of all 13 I've ever done, all of them are about food or how to cook food. So I think this was something, I don't know, I feel like I will.
Hang on, wait, is this about food again?
It's about food.
Yeah, fair enough.
Good. I feel like Will or someone from the newsroom was getting angry about me when I said this. And that's what I'm after. I want that like proper reaction. Would you like me to start the storm?
Please.
Before the big
bring me the storm
happens.
Just lay it out on the table.
Tim Tams are biscuits, are chocolates, not biscuits.
You're wrong. They're in the biscuit section, Tim. How many conversations do we have to have about this?
It's chocolate. It's not a biscuit.
I agree. It is a chocolate biscuit.
There's no way. The ratio of chocolate in that bish is... Where's the biscuit? If you can show me a biscuit...
Does it say confectionery on it? Or does it say biscuit?
Even recently, you got to admit, Tim Tam did a marketing thing where they put them in the fridges because they were like, maybe... They should be in the fridge.
That was just a preference thing. That wasn't a... Like, they have chocolate blocks out on the...
Raw shelves.
They're raw dog and chocolate all the time.
Why? I could see you wanting to say that. Very inappropriate. No, I'm meant to be shocking. Stop yourself. I think... And this is what we're going to do. We're going to open the phones on 522-32955. You can call up and you can say how you feel if you think Tim Tams are more of a biscuit than a chocolate, but they are a chocolate. The ratio is so in chocolate's favour, it's almost a criminal act to call it a biscuit.
On Wikipedia, Tim Tam is a brand of chocolate biscuit.
I just think if you're sourcing Wikipedia, you're in
of
year 10,
two
Jess.
Malted biscuits separated by a light hard chocolate.
No. It's just without... Firstly, if this was school, your references from Wikipedia failed.
They bore me.
Yes. You look like if you just break a Tim Tam in half.
Yeah.
That's a chocolate.
It's all biscuit.
It, bro. Can we get someone to get us a Tim Tam?
Okay.
In here? Who is not busy at the radio station?
522-32955. Tim's big call, if you want to give us a call up and disagree with him, or maybe you want to agree with him, maybe you also think Tim Tams are chocolates.
Get in on this. Tim Tams are chocolates, not biscuits.
Why are they called Australia's favourite biscuit then?
I reckon they've backed themselves into a corner and they've been slowly adding more chocolate for years. And now they're at a point where it is 98%
chocolate.
The Arnott's
website, created in 1964, Tim Tam is Australia's most loved and most iconic chocolate biscuit.
No, just stop it at chocolate. 522-32955. If you want to get in on this, tell us how you feel. This is the best part about a big call. Mm-hmm. You know, I will probably not care as much as it's hard because it's like a role that I'm playing because I don't want to act like this all the time because I'm not an animal. Mark in Winch. What is it? A chocolate or a biscuit?
Like your lovely lady said to you just then, mate, it's a bicky coated in chocolate.
She is a lovely
Mark,
lady.
In your old age, you're starting to lose it, Mark.
No, I'm not, mate. I think you're just going a bit weird, mate. It's a bicky in chocolate coating, mate.
You
have
a
look
bicky.
At the ingredients.
In 38% chocolate coating.
Jess, I've met Mark several times.
Yeah.
We always get along great in person. And as soon as he's over the phone, he gets all brave. That's how it goes at me, Mark.
I'll come and see you now, then. I'll bring you a packet of Tim Tams.
No, well, I don't eat chocolate, so don't bring me a packet of them.
Oh, okay,
there you
all
go,
right.
Mark, Dominic, Grovedale, are they biscuits or chocolates, Tim Tams?
They are biscuits, mate, and I'm going to set a challenge because I am so confident that you are wrong that if you can go to a supermarket or a shop and find the Tim Tam pack in the chocolate aisle and not the biscuit aisle, I will tattoo on my body wherever you want. Tim Tams are a chocolate, not a biscuit.
Well, no, Dominic, this is... Wow. I appreciate the effort you're going to there, but my whole argument is that I think it's totally in the wrong place in the supermarket. I think the supermarkets don't know what to do
with
it.
If someone's just about to go into a supermarket, can you please go in, give us a call and tell us where they are? 5223295. I know there's probably someone sitting in the car at the supermarket right now.
I know that they're just in the wrong spot. They should be with the chocolates.
I disagree. Dominic, so does Dominic. He's so confident. Yeah. He will get a tattoo, Tim.
Well, look forward to putting it on your bum, Dom. There you go. Andrew, Armstrong Creek. Tim Tams biscuits or chocolates?
Look, I've got to say they're a chocolate. And I'll give you my argument. The rationale for this is simply you wouldn't put your Scotch fingers in the fridge, would you? But you do put your Tim Tams in the fridge. So as soon as you start putting your Scotch fingers and your family favourites in the fridge, but no, the Tim Tams, the mint slices, they go in the fridge. It's a little bit warm, put them in. They're a chocolate.
I can't remember the last time I went to my nan's place and Monte Carlos were in the fridge,
okay.
Jess.
Tim,
there you go.
You're not allowed to agree because you apparently don't care.
No, I do care. You know, it's hard to not care. Andrew, I respect. I don't even know what anyone had to say there. So it seems like I've set Andrew up to help me out right at the end here. But Andrew, that's my argument.
I'll put you in a corner. Exactly. You're in a corner here, Jess.
Yep. Andrew,
I disagree because, as I said, the factuals.
We don't do that on the show.
38% milk chocolate.
No, it's much more than that. Andrew and everyone else, I know that they didn't agree with me. I was about to thank them. I'm not allowed. No. Sorry. I'm losing.
Remember your shock jock ways.
Yeah. Oh, you old bastards.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, my husband and I, we have a bit of a nightly ritual. That is so young and cool, obviously. But every night we sit down after dinner and we do our puzzles. We get up the New York Times app and we do the Wordle, we do connections, we do our strands. There are three puzzles. We do them every day.
See, my wife and I, we've started doing the same, but not a fan of strands, so we do a mini crossword.
Oh, right.
I like to finish on the mini crossword.
Yep.
I think I that's my strongest area. Mm-hmm. So I finish strong on the mini crossword, go to bed feeling
nice. 10 out of 10.
Feeling like a king, yeah.
I feel like, and I don't know why, but I feel like my husband's cheating on these puzzles.
What do you mean?
I can't prove that he is.
Do you do it on your phone every time?
We do it on my phone every night.
Yeah.
Right? And so in the last week, and last night in particular was the second time this has happened. He's guessed the Wordle word in one go.
Yeah, so he's cheating.
This
There's
is
no
insane,
way.
Right? The first time, it's like, what a fluke.
Yeah,
hilarious.
High fives all around.
God, you got the word first go. Like, that's not even trying. That's just you fluked it.
Because normally, like, getting it in two, that's the one where you go, oh,
wow.
Man, how good.
Yeah.
How good. Whereas one, it's like, it's miraculous.
Last night, we're sitting on the couch and I go, give me a word. Because our thing is, like, the word has something to do with the day.
With the day,
yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, give me a word. What word are we going for today? And he was like, oh, everyone at work was kind of talking about the scores from the Super Bowl yesterday. So I reckon let's go with score.
It seems premeditated.
It does. It does. And that's what I accused him of. Because as soon as it came up, bing, 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 score.
So, I mean, spoiler alert, if you're playing a day behind.
You can't play a day behind.
If you pay for the membership, you can play any day.
I don't pay for the membership.
That's all right.
Then alarm bells went off because I was like, this is the second time it's happened in a week that he's gotten the first word. And he was like, when do you think that I would have gotten up? Before you woke up, I would have gotten up, done the Wordle, so that tonight I could come home and give you the word straight up. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I think you've done, sir.
Totally within his wheelhouse of things he's most likely to do.
Right.
And if did you not go to his phone and say, show me if you haven't played the app then?
Well, I didn't want to go down that angle.
Nah, honestly, it's like text from other girls. Be like, show me your phone. I don't care if it's an invasion of privacy. You've been using Wordle again. I knew it.
Without me. You've been cheating on the Wordle.
No,
In the space of a week, Tim.
And I think he's doing it to get a reaction out of you, which you'll obviously give him.
100% I will. It's the one thing that we do together every single day, and he's ruined it.
Yeah. I think he has. Yeah. I think you should steal his phone.
Catch him red-handed.
Do you think it's possible for you to, like, is it too late now because it's the next day to go back and see if he's done it?
I could do it. I'll try tonight. I'll hit record
on my phone.
What's
his privacy to you? That's what we need to figure out.
I'll hit record on my phone and I'll ask him to look at his phone and see how secretive he is.
Okay. Because I know he's
bring you the evidence tomorrow.
Now there's evidence that he's hiding his Uber Eats app from you and now his New York Times app. This man.
But why? Why would he need to cheat in the Wordle?
Because he wants to seem impressive that he's getting it first time. But I think he's got excited by the thrill of it.
Yeah. And he's done it too close together.
Yeah. It's like, don't rob two banks 2 weeks apart. We'll find
you. Like, even sometimes with connections, he'll be like, I think it's the US presidents. And I'm like, you don't.
Nah,
how
cheating.
Could you possibly know that?
He's cheating. I know him. He's not that smart. He's street smart. You know, he's book smart. He's not street smart to be knowing stuff about
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
And for the first time this week, Jess, we welcome Will from the newsroom into the studio.
Howdy.
G'day, mate.
Missed you guys.
Oh, we missed you too. You'd be so proud. Ava was so sassy to Tim. It was great.
Oh, good. Yeah. She's learning.
Yeah, but she also learned to know her role. Very quickly as well, as you know your role.
Yes, I am the
third
captain here.
Fiddle. Oh, sorry. Oh, different page. Not even the second fiddle. I rate Jess above you. Sorry,
I was going to say, we all know I'm the captain here.
Exactly. No, happy to have you in here, test unused knowledge, because you've been doing a great job helping out in the mornings at the moment. So I'm glad you had a sleep in.
Thank you.
And we're glad you're here. Let's go.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it is our job to fill in those blanks.
We'll start in footy today with ex-cat and Camperdown boy Ken Hinckley. Of course, coach of Port Adelaide as well. But he's in the news. What's happening there?
Old Hinkers.
Don't share such a personal nickname with everyone. I know you guys are close.
He's decided he's going to... Who's the coach of?
Port Adelaide.
He's leaving and he's going to Adelaide instead.
Yeah, I'll pay it.
No, you won't. The first part of that's correct. He's essentially, he's doing like a handover. So he's going to finish coaching Port Adelaide at the end of the year. And then Josh Carr's taking over?
Taking over next year. So they've announced that today at the start of the
season. A succession
plan. Nice. Yeah. Farewell, Kinkers. Yeah.
Kinkers.
Who? Hinckley. Not Kinkley. That's a different Ken. No, he was on Geelong's coaching panel for a while and local footy as well.
Coach Bell Park to a flag in the GFL.
Hey, Dragons. Maybe he'll come back.
Back to the Dragons, I wish.
Speculation about him maybe going to Tassie.
Ooh.
He'd be, like, he's not young.
How far away are we from the Tassie team?
2028.
Mm. Oh, they're trying to still far.
Well, there's a lot of people that are saying bring it forward to 2027 because they're worried the stadium's not going to be ready. So they're like, just commit to
just
it.
Just bring it forward anyway.
Not being ready.
That's fair.
But old Kinky will be coaching.
I love Kinkies.
In Van Diemen's land.
Ed Sheeran is in the news after something happened in India.
Oh.
What's going on there?
Has he sold out many a stadium?
Many a stadium.
In India? New record.
Maybe. But he's there. He's in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Playing cricket.
Maybe.
The IPL. No.
The fact that you know
that.
I'd
love to see
that.
That's good.
So he's done something.
Yes.
Ooh.
He's performed in India and something has happened.
Was it at the Taj Mahal?
No. No, he was busking in the streets.
Oh.
And the police came and told him to stop.
Oh my god.
I don't care how big you are everywhere else, mate. You need to register for this.
Yes. Well, that's exactly what happened. He had his street performance halted by Indian police after they claimed he didn't have permission to busk.
Wow.
Ed Sheeran, of all people.
Because it's not a busker's license, but it's something like that around most countries.
Yeah, I think you need to at least let people know.
Just be like, Hi, I'm Ed. I would like to sing on the corner of this street.
You did an illegal busking on Moorabool Street last year.
No, I didn't. It wasn't on Moorabool Street. It was at Market Square.
Yeah.
on the Raise platform where gigs can be performed.
And you got permission from?
Myself.
And that's because all you need.
What was the Cats team song on trumpet? Like, that speaks for itself. Yeah. That's permission.
Permission granted.
Every breath out and turt was permission granted.
Great.
Turt.
Turt.
I've still got it, Dave.
You do still have got it. Yeah, it's there.
And the Duolingo owl. You guys know Duolingo?
Yes.
The owl is
I know
in
him
news.
Well.
What's happened? What happens?
I don't know. Is he mad at me again for not making
your streak
my
or whatever
streak.
It is?
Yes, but no. Well, no, he's not.
Because the owl's like the mascot for the app, right? And the web and the website. Has the owl stopped giving a hoot?
Well, he kind of has because he's dead, isn't
it.
He?
Yes.
What? Yeah. Is he really dead?
It's hard to say. So Duolingo has killed its own mascot.
Oh, so they're like, we don't need a mascot anymore.
Yeah, if you looked it up on the App Store now, the icon will be the owl, but with like the crosses in his eyes.
Duolingo is always doing kooky stuff like this.
What are they trying to promote?
Because, this is just like their marketing team is like a whole bunch of Gen Zs. And so they do like a whole bunch of really kooky videos all the time. Advertising Duolingo.
It's a language learning app. Why do you need to be kooky? Help me learn Spanish, damn it.
Victoria Police has launched an investigation.
Of course they have.
This is legit. They posted on Facebook that, they understand that he's dead. And they're investigating how it's happened.
Mm. All right. Weird. All right. Thanks, Will.
This is Tim and Jess.
I know we've already spoken a little bit about chocolate earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring it up again?
Sure. Happy to always talk about chocolate.
But it's science as well.
Oh, good. Look, okay. It's good to bring a science angle to the show.
You know how like some people think Easter chocolate tastes different to regular
It tastes better.
Chocolate? It tastes better.
I literally went and bought Easter eggs today.
Thank
Do you want one?
Sure. No, it's okay.
I got extras.
No, it's okay. I'm having sleeping issues. Okay. I don't need chocolate. How many times do I have to say no? Don't make me this is now here. Anyway. I saw this today and it's fascinating. Now, I don't eat a lot of chocolate, but this is one of the ones where, and there'll be an area when I say it that you'll probably eat it at a specific location more than others.
Okay.
Well, can we talk about the signs of Maltesers?
Oh, God, I love Maltesers.
And where do you think of when you think of Maltesers?
The cinemas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you put them in your popcorn.
Some people
get a little
that.
Melty.
Yeah.
Mm.
I never understood the melty thing because
what do you mean?
Then you've got chocolate all over your fingers.
Yeah, but it's tasty. You're licking your fingers from the popcorn anyway. You get a little chocolatey treat.
Can you apologize for that?
That's what my husband hears when we go into the cinemas.
No, thank you. That's why he goes
to the cinemas.
This is why he goes by himself so much. Can we talk about the science of do Maltesers taste better in a box or in a bag?
Ooh.
What do you think? Because I think they...
I do like them in a box.
Without going into too much, I think I'd only really eat them out of a bag.
Right. You don't get the share pack?
No, because again, I'm not a big chocolate person. I barely eat popcorn. So like, it's not something that I'm going to a lot, but I like the malt.
My in-laws know how much I love a Malteser. So usually if there's an event or an occasion and they need to get me a gift, it'll always come with one of those like share boxes of Maltesers where you like open the hinge. You shove them in your gob.
Yeah, I know, honey. Well, what do you think? What do you think that scientifically, do you think a box or do you think a bag is where it's at?
I probably eat them more out of a bag, but I do enjoy them out of the box.
Apparently, there's someone from the Institute of Philosophy at the University of London School of Advanced Study. Now, normally
that
we're
sounds like a real school.
Well, that's normally we're like, oh yeah, this is the School of Biscuits from Kentucky. So this one does sound real, but they've said the reason Maltesers would be perceived as tasting better from the box than the packet, a bag, is that the sound quality of the little Maltesers in
the box. Yes, I do like
the
how
box,
they roll around.
It makes you think they taste better. But apparently research has long shown that the maximum enjoyment of food comes from igniting all of the senses. So that is taste, smell, touch, sight, and sound. So when the rattling...
So really, they need to come in a tin.
Ooh, that is a good
a
rattle.
A tin would be...
It's a better rattle.
Oh, that would taste so good.
Yeah. So there's nothing... It's actually our brains doing something. That's the science of it. So there's no difference between the box and the bag. Because initially I was like, oh, maybe it's something to do with the cardboard versus the plastic. But no, it's what our brain does. And it enjoys it more out of a box than out of a bag.
Can we talk about the packaging, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, sure. How long do you need?
Make them resealable. Do you know what I mean?
The bags are.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're not resealable.
They are, bro. It's like the little zip seal.
No.
Maybe not the ones you've been buying.
They definitely don't have the zip seal on them.
2006.
Nah, you're wrong.
Get a new
one. I just bought a bag the other day.
Actually, I'm not going to fight you on this. You know your
stuff. I want them to make them resealable because you're not going to, I mean, sometimes you smash a whole bag at once.
But I've seen the ones with the, maybe the ones at the cinemas aren't because they don't want, they're like, scoff it.
No, they definitely don't have resealable ones.
I don't know.
The lint ball ones do. They have a little seal on them, so I know it's possible.
As if I'm eating lint balls to know to compare that. Anyway, are you finished yelling at
yes,
me about
I am done.
Resealable
I am
chocolate
done.
Bags?
I will take that up with the Mars Corporation.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.